Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
And this episode is always that. It is a half an hour of goodbyes, and we say love you.
The final episode is always that.
Yep.
Well, I'll say this. When I used to watch Real World when I was in high school, the final episode of The Real World was literally an hour of goodbyes, and I hate to admit this. I used to tear up.
It's fine.
Did you cry? I was going to say.
Yeah, it's totally fine. I cry every time, every family episode of Survivor.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
That's the straightest thing I've ever heard.
Well,
but I don't cry when sea rats hug it out and say, "I'll see you again."
I think possibly an even straighter thing would be I cried the other day at the treatment of Manchester United's goalkeeper. That really made me cry. And my wife said, "What's going on?"
Yeah, you're right. You win. You win.
I'm playing a game that nobody wants me to play anymore. So let's stop.
I want to piggyback on what you said, which is not a gay term, but it sounds like it.
Yeah.
These episodes are fillers. I understand why we need to do them. I personally wish I could speak for the podcasting recapping community.
Yeah.
That says I want to stop doing final episodes,
yeah,
and where I want to stop telling you what happens altogether, and I want to just say, here's our opinions of this, and I don't want to tell you a single fucking thing that happened because nothing happened.
Yeah. You know what we should do moving forward? We should copy and paste our notes into text edit on Apple and then just have the voice thing and then just put that out. I mean, you know.
Love it.
But
right off the bat.
Tonight, if I could.
What is the theme of this dinner? Question mark.
If you guys don't mind, I'd like to give my quick pots real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
This episode was worse than most season finales. And the blame rests solely on Gary's shoulders. Mm. Gary's hissy fit tonight destroys any hope we had of one last ball of snakes in a thin puddle of water. Mm. We needed everyone up in that jacuzzi. We needed cheersing, fucking, sucking. But what did we get? We got pouty, pouty Gary pants, and shame on Mads for giving a fuck.
I know.
Come on, Mads. I thought you were a fucking kingpin like that.
Go ahead, Jake.
It took away all the power she had the entire episode when she said, "I need to go tell Gary that I made out with Alex."
Why?
And she's been saying from moment one, "We're just having fun." And then when the producer said, she's like, "I wish I would just known Mads wasn't really into me." And the producer's like, "Yeah, she's been telling you every fucking episode. We can show you tape."
I love that producer so much.
And by the way, Jake, I completely agree with you. It's so she despised Gary. It was just all fun. And then I'd love to interview her. Well, I'm sure Andy Cohen will ask her. Why did you feel the need to track Gary down to his room?
I know why.
Go ahead.
He was drunk.
That true, that too. And I want to also say that there's a part of Mads in all of us that and Mads is a part of Gary and her that it is hard for she there's a part of her that she hates. And that's the part that wants to fuck Gary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's the part that I need to feel validated because I need something sexual to validate me.
Yeah.
So she'll fuck anything on the boat. She was going. This is the thing. She was going to do this with anyone on the boat. It just happened to be Gary.
Yeah.
Which good for her.
And also,
you know,
he was very,
you're getting yours.
He was very aggressive right off the bat. Alex taken that role, it would have been Alex.
I kind of co-signed that, but just because we're not as gay as Jake, so we can't co-sign that aggressively.
You're a little bit less gay.
A little bit less gay. But yeah, no, Mads was looking for love in a hopeless place. Mm-hmm. Like that one Rihanna song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is, to this day, one of the sexiest,
you're so gay.
One of the sexiest music videos of all time. And I don't know if that model in that video killed somebody. I don't know where he went, but one of the most stunning human beings I've ever seen.
No, you're not talking... No, the sexiest girl in a video ever.
No,
is
I'm
that
talking
girl
about
that...
a man.
Oh, I was going to
say. Who is the most sexiest man in a video for you, Pat?
Dylan showed me a Kanye West video where this girl is sitting on a chair.
Oh, it's Teyana Taylor. She's fantastic.
Holy shit, that's hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful body.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, should I want to get away from the ladies talk. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd blow Keanu.
It feels a little homophobic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry to be so hateful.
Yeah, yeah. No. I'd blow Keanu Reeves.
Feels a little hateful.
All right. So I would give the season finale the one pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How about you, Jake?
20 on a scale from 1 to 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, just really quickly, I want to shoehorn in one more thing. Listen, I know that people love Daisy. We love Daisy, kind of.
Yeah.
I am fucking here with Daisy.
Me too.
I hit
it with this season.
I am so fucking tired of Daisy getting a pass, tormenting Gary, tormenting Colin, being melodramatic about stuff. I've had it with Daisy.
Okay.
And it's worse because she suffers at her job. And because she takes everything so motherfucking personally that everything about her job reflects on her.
Chill out.
And that's why, and I'm going to say this, and I'm someone who likes Daisy, and I think she's great TV.
Yeah.
She's not a great Chiefs stew.
Oh,
it's true. Bottom line.
Oh, my God. You know what a great Chiefs stew wouldn't say? The radios don't work in the galley. Daisy, come on. We know that's bullshit.
I think Daisy
works on Sailing Yacht because it's chaotic.
Boom.
If Daisy was on Below Deck OG, she would make it one season.
Yeah. Wow. I don't want to just grab onto that as voraciously as I want to, but I do. I have to follow my heart.
I'm telling you, the chaoticness and the messiness and the personal emotional things of Daisy losing her shit. Daisy is the things falling out of the cabinets every time they heal is Daisy's emotional state.
Yeah.
It goes perfectly with the show.
Jake, let me ask you this. Dylan and I have talked about this. So being on season 3 of your stint on a Bravo show, I think that definitely has a part to play in her apathy towards her job.
She's wearing the mink coat in public.
When she let Tim bleed out in that
wearing the mink in public.
I think she was clearly thinking, I'm bigger than working on this boat. And
yeah, she was.
Yeah. And Captain Glenn was like, hey, a guy was bleeding for a half an hour. And she was like, would you stop making me cry? And it's like, what the fuck? What's going on?
What about me and my problems with Gary and Colin?
When I say she's manipulating Gary and Colin, I understand that it's messy, and I'm not absolving Gary of anything. Obviously, Gary is the tip of the spear of piece of shit here.
Yes.
But I think Daisy's gotten a pass because I think she's been awful to both of them.
Right. And here's another ding on her. So at the top of this episode, right as this episode starts, Daisy tells Colin unequivocally, unequivocally, she is with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's what he needs to hear. And she's not about Gary's mind games anymore. But somehow Daisy continues to be pulled into small places with Gary.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And she needs to slap him in the face if we are going to be on Daisy's side and say, this is how you tell this guy, I don't want to be pulled in these small places anymore with your lips smashed up against my Irish deteriorating skin.
Okay. Okay. There are these little I got distracted because I saw a thing today from Michael Pollan or Pollock about the specific kind of potato that McDonald's uses, and it can't have any blemishes in it. And the only way to achieve that is to put a pesticide called Monitor on it. It's just horrific stuff. Just
you down BitChute?
Wow.
Still?
I'm not on BitChute anymore, okay? I know that there are satanic child sacrifices happening at the bottom of Buckingham Palace. I don't need to explore that any further, all right?
Who doesn't know that?
Yeah.
That's
sheep don't know that. But there are things that Daisy has been doing throughout the season that are so loud, but she doesn't get called out on them. The fingers
other seasons.
The fingers on Gary's cheek, we talked about it when he pulled her into a corner. And then today or tonight, the last goodbye they have is this purgatorial zone that you can, I guess, get by with. But to anybody really looking at it objectively, it's fucking inappropriate if you're committing to Colin.
Mm-hmm. And Colin even said, the way you, I heard that Gary basically was telling me that you were asking why I wasn't chasing Mads, and Daisy turned it into kind of like trying to say, well, that's him. I don't know if he's good for my relationship. No, she is doing that covertly to take him out of the equation because she's worried about what he will be. It is not because she cares about who Mads is or his relationship with Mads. She is trying to eliminate him as someone from her life because she can't do it in any other way.
But I also think she still wants to keep that pot on the simmer.
Mm-hmm.
She
is into him. Her sister told her so.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Love Bonnie. Bonnie's a real
God
drunk.
Fucking Bonnie.
Bonnie, I know you're still listening. You need to go to AA because you're a drunk.
You
have a problem.
I felt so bad. We put out a clip where, and I cut that Pat said she was a bargoyle. I cut that out of the social clip, but I mean, Bonnie commented, you guys know me, and it broke my heart. And
bargoyle.
Okay. All right. So, Pat, did you give any pots?
Oh, I hated this episode. Zero.
All right. So,
wow.
We end with the I'm not going to be Gary's friend anymore conversation with Daisy. V dramatic. And this is the pitfall of the throuple. No one cares enough about any relationship on Below Deck enough to have these kinds of melodramatic conversations. Did I say that right? Yeah. It's getting
you
late.
You did. I hope this is the last. Like, I love Gary having sex with broken people that come out of Florida and in
who
the guest
doesn't? List.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah. I don't. Why break formula? This show's been on for 10 goddamn years. Yeah. There was 5 iterations of it. Now there's only 4 because we got rid of Adventure or whatever the fuck.
Oh, is that coming back?
Adventure's not coming back because we took Captain Gary to replace old Captain Lee, who was
a new Captain Gary. Yeah,
get a new captain and don't hire a bunch of fucking dorks. Don't have dorks on this show. They need to be hot and they need to fuck each other. They can't be fucking dorks.
Hear.
God,
listen to that.
Damn it.
That's how we cast for Below Deck. They need to fuck each other.
Look, the formula works. The throuple is the first time we ever saw like an arc of like people being in love for more than 3 episodes. I never want to see it again.
All right. I feel like we're so hot right now. We're going to go longer again.
I'm going to take it down.
All right.
All right. What the fuck is the theme of this part?
It's the ABC.
Lucky is wearing a trash bag.
Okay. All right, so
I was confused about everything here.
Yeah,
and I'm gay.
So
the theme is air out your balls.
The theme is anything but clothing, and the thing with Lucky is that her haunches are sweating because she's in trash bags. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of pissed off at Daisy because Daisy does not have sweaty haunches because she's not in a trash bag. Her underlings are in trash bags, and I don't understand this. The underlings have to flush live shit down while their haunches are sweating, and Daisy just gets to serve a such a bizarre dish. This is such an Alicia dish, and I love Alicia, but
are you going to go through the choruses?
I'm getting ahead of myself, but don't say cultivated.
What do you have to do?
There's one cultivated and there's one fresh. That's just a bizarre thing.
Cultivated or oysters?
just say Kumamoto's. Just say they're Kumamoto's. Nobody will know the difference. This is what the fuck is fucking happening.
While you're doing that, I'm going to do a meanwhile. Meanwhile, Deborah, that's Brad's mom. She visits Glenn in the bridge over there. Glenn, he whispers in her ear. He's like, get out of here. I'm not going to do this to you. Yeah. Jake, Dylan and I are convinced that Glenn kills women.
Convinced is too soft a word.
We know. that Glenn kills prostitutes in Europe on his free time because he's such a nice guy. He needs to burn off some of that energy. And then healing is not enough because a steak knife has not gone through a crew member's face yet.
Agreed. So it needs to be a sex worker because he pays for it. So it needs to,
I love Jake's picking up what we're throwing down.
Yeah.
And when he says, I'm going to take these cookies for a test drive, that's his... That is one of the things he tells the dead sex workers.
I don't know why people can't see this.
Yes, Jake, Kaylin, Dylan, and I. No, Glenn, I know you listen. You are killing people, okay? This is a Dateline in 20 years. Keith Morrison will be dead. It doesn't matter.
Lester Holt won't be. He's on that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it only makes sense. Canadians are nice until they're deadly. That's all I need to say.
Oh, I love that. Hey, I heard a good a Canadian joke. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but how do you get five Canadians out of a pool? Ask them how? To.
Because they're so polite.
Yeah.
Hey, tell that Guinness book joke.
Oh, Jake, do you want to hear another joke?
Sure.
Oh, okay. No, I don't want to.
Tell them. It's funny.
Okay, my penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records, and the librarian said, can you please take your penis out of the Guinness Book of World Records?
No, where this is going.
That's it. That's the joke. That's the joke.
Because he went to the library.
Like, in other words, because your penis is in the Guinness Book.
Yeah. And if you want to keep going, she's like, it's really weird that you keep closing it and opening it, and it's really inappropriate to do that in a public place. And I'm going to call the police soon.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
That is such a millennial reference because everyone else goes, "What's the Guinness Book of World Records?"
I remember reading
and then you have
that
to explain it to them. Like, Kaylin's like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is. Go suck a dick.
All right. So the pasta dish looks absolutely disgusting. It is a Candyland pappardelle.
Okay. We need to stop dyeing our pasta colors.
Thank you.
I don't care if it's for gay people. I don't care if it's for anyone. You don't need to dye pasta. Is hard enough to make well. I don't need it dyed.
Thank you so much. And also, this may be controversial, but let's stop with this fresh pasta fad. Okay,
it's very difficult.
It's too difficult, and also it is not toothsome. It's mushy. Okay,
toothsome.
God damn it! Everything about this dish pisses me off. Fucking 15 pots. All right, so we play a little game, not unlike anal ring toss, where they throw
coat hangers cock ring
at Gary. They cut this down to 15 seconds, but I think it took
was 3 hours.
I think it took at least 25 minutes. Gary's just sitting there like, I don't know what to do. Don't know what to do.
Gays have no hand and eye coordination because they can never catch a ball.
Are there good gay athletes, right?
Absolutely. Definitely in the NFL.
Not a ton of baseball players. Not a lot of we don't have a lot of good hand eye coordination.
Yeah. Me neither.
For me, when I was in the T-ball field, I could throw a ball, but I was afraid when it came at my face because I was afraid it would hit my moneymaker.
Of course.
So I protected my face with my glove and it would fall out and my coach would go, "God damn it, Jake."
Yeah. Well, I still have a scar on my nose from getting hit in the face with a baseball. So you were good to protect yourself.
I could play soccer, though. And because I was good for, because I could run from the big kids who wanted to beat me up.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. You have to be evasive and you have to have a touch. And Cristiano Ronaldo's bi, but not quite gay. So anyways, dinner is pasta and oysters. Now, I know that I went over dinner, but I just want to say once again, the final dinner of the season is pasta and oysters. And that's... Shame on you, Bravo, because there had to have been courses that got cut. Mm-hmm. It's a goddamn shame. So Colin and Gary have a little pep talk.
Oh, forgive me. I pointed this out in the last episode. This is the bullshit lie that Gary does.
Right. And Gary tells Colin that this is just such a shitty thing to say to somebody. This isn't something that anybody who loves the other person would ever say. It could end in disaster, or you guys. It's like a weird Rod Serling kind of thing. Like, well, I don't understand why he has to be like.
He's a slimy sea rat.
Why are you predicting what's going to happen here? It's just fucking stupid. Jake, sorry, I'm rambling.
You're fine.
It's so late.
You care a lot about food.
All right. So while Daisy and Chase pray for the next 24 hours. They get a little surprise. And guys, that's where my note ends. And to be honest, I don't know what the surprise was.
Now, it's a surprise. Grant and Todd take a piss off the boat, which I would have done too.
Oh, and they're naked.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're naked.
Right.
By the way, in the last episode, Todd, I think, tried to give Grant a handy.
Either that or they were fingering each other on the boat.
A hand job is so underrated. Who needs to be mixing this up with, sex on whatever? I miss a good hand job. Sorry.
No.
It's
quaint.
It's a dish best served warm.
Yeah.
Obviously, but
like a hot pocket.
It's unfortunate that has fallen out of fashion. And sometimes all you want is a handy. Because it just takes too much time for a blowy, and there's a lot less work involved.
And there's too much separation. I like the idea of kissing and working each other over.
The thing that you have to be comfortable with is knowing concretely and confidently that that person is okay and they want to do this to you. Because at the 12th minute, you could get a little worried about them, and you can't have that.
That's true. And it can feel like you're just like doing this so much. And that when you start hearing the other person go,
yeah, yeah.
Long sighs.
Right.
I'm going to say this to women and men out there. If you're receiving a handy and you're hearing long sighs, just fake it. Fake it till you make it, and help them out along the way because they're trying their best. They are getting carpal tunnel.
Yeah, just get up and go. Oh my God, I'm coming. I came in my hand, and I'm gonna go wash it out in the sink now.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, I came on my chest. You didn't see it. Oh,
I came in your hair. You didn't even feel that. All right. So next day.
Next day.
Alex wakes up.
Galen, you can use that.
Alex wakes up with a new vigor. 24 hours and Gary is no longer his boss. Perfect, because Mads is closer than ever to throwing up in her mouth at the sight of Gary.
I want to say this. Alex, you pussed out, buddy. I know.
Big time.
You pussed out, you big wuss.
This guy, I'm going to say this. This type of lazy, hot, straight guy is an abomination.
I completely agree, man.
It's an abomination. He's
too good-looking for his own good. He realizes he can walk into an airport flying
he's
back.
He's too afraid to work because he's afraid of rejection.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's
100%. It's not about Gary. It's about him being afraid of rejection, him being so fragile. That whole tantra thing about multiple orgasms.
Oh, God.
That is some ridiculous sensitive man, 21st century bullshit.
I love that you said that. It's such fucking... You know how many fucking books there are out there that have untold fantasies and lessons? Don't read that. You don't need to come multiple times. Come once.
Hey, it's Adrian from season 4.
Yeah, exactly.
You like my meat?
You know what? If you can come more than... I will say this. As a man who has slept with a few other men in my time.
Yeah.
If you can come one right after that, that is a talent.
Yeah.
Know this. Not all men are ready for that.
Right.
Or women are ready for it to come again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I understand the idea of it and that you're trying to better yourself, but it comes across as trying too much.
And we can't all be Sting.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you want to have a raucous evening where you do cocaine, you're up for 8 hours, and you just fuck away at each other. There are multiple sessions, and you come multiple times. But
not on coke.
To try to biohack and figure out how to fucking shut the levees down and then come again. It's just like life's too short.
It feels artificial and it feels unfair.
I completely agree. It's fucking unfair. So we're on the next day.
All right. So a couple things happen here. Breakfast is served. Guests continue to be gross slobs with their living quarters.
They're fucking disgusting.
They are gay men. Ugh. All right. Here's sorry. This has been so.
How did we make such a mess? Because you're fucking pigs. Okay. That's how.
Go to West Hollywood.
I'm worried.
Every yard where a gay couple live, it's the most manicured thing you've ever seen in your goddamn life. Have you ever been on Santa Monica Boulevard if you ever visited here as a listener in Los
Angeles? At 3 a.m.?
I was going to say Santa Monica Boulevard looks beautiful. It's manicured. It's lovely. What the fuck's up with these three? Shit in the fucking toilet, piss on the fucking ceiling?
The thing is, everything's fine until you're entitled gay and you don't really care about how it looks when you're filmed. I guarantee you there was some sex going on, and I'm going to say this to those of you who aren't initiated in the worlds of gay sex. It can be a little messy, and there may be towels with things on them. However,
I think you're talking about feces.
I'm talking about feces, and very astute. And I'm saying there's a way to do it and not leave them out. There is a way to have feces on a towel and maybe wrap the feces part underneath.
Right. Right. Right.
I was pretty horrified at this whole segment, and I swing that way.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, Jake, my wife and I, we have a 3-year-old. We call her Hurricane Ellie. When we're at a breakfast table, she rips the whole fucking thing apart.
That's what she does.
And before we leave, we clean the entire thing up to cover our tracks up and pretend to be not good people, good citizens.
You pretend to be something you're not because that's what we do.
I could not leave my room to go up to the dinner and leave shit, piss, cum everywhere.
Well, you also can't get a blowjob if your balls smell like the day, but we have to move on. We're supposed to do this episode in 31 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
We're having a great time.
No, I know. We're having a great time. So let's get to a little conversation with Mads. Gary turns into a bit of like a poltergeist here. He's like a creepy poltergeist. And it's like, hey, God fucking damn it. Why are you always here? What do I need to do? But he's like, so what are we?
And he wants to know the future plans.
Well, yes. Are we?
This is when the patron saint of reason and of this finale, the producer says, in so many words, I fucking hate you.
And it's a woman who you know is in her 40s and has lived with men like this and has filmed men like this. And she's just like, I can't, I just need to expose you for who you are.
Yeah. She's happily married, I think, and hates him. So we dock for our last time.
Well, we got one more last sailing.
Oh God.
Another heel.
Mm-hmm. And this is where we find out that Lucy is truly cursed.
Yeah.
Because a drawer opens up, a steak knife flies out. And it nearly almost hit her head.
Yeah.
It's been Patty's dream.
I really think you're correct that Lucy is like barely avoiding death in every single episode.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There is a kind of, there's a biblical war for her soul going on. There are angels protecting her. There are demons trying to kill her. And she has no fucking idea what's going on.
She's like the simplest person in the world. And she's just, God has decided this is the one I'm going to like put all my money on.
She is Middle Earth. Mm-hmm. Yep. She is Middle Earth.
They're playing, God and Satan are playing for her soul. Yeah.
Something so pure. All right. So Gary, did you have a good time? Oh, they say, did you have a good time? I go, kind of.
The guest apart.
Yeah. The Ray really fucked it up, but yeah. The thruple seemed to ruin this charter. Gary has a little flip out, and Glenn says, I wanted to throw it to you when Glenn says there were a couple times I didn't think we were going to make it. You know, it's gone understated, and Pat has brought this up numerous times, the negligent and the deceit of the crew of Parsnips with this boat being completely inoperable.
At any time, it could have killed everyone. It could have lit on fire, and there's not fire engines that can roll out here and put the thing, you know.
This boat needs to go to the trash heap.
Yeah. It just does.
Yeah.
It just
does.
She
needs to go to Davy Jones' locker.
Yep, 100%.
It's time.
And Glenn's like, oh, we had a couple scares. It's like, Glenn, you almost killed everybody, man. Why are you speaking
you
like that?
You had like 11 scares. It wasn't like two. There were, I fully understand that we make a big deal every time something happens, but like we're talking black smoke, like flooding out the chimney.
Yeah.
Like the boat can't leave the dock.
Yeah.
Or how about like engines don't work and then you're trapped out in the middle of the ocean, left with just the tender and either the sails or wind. By the way, I think there's a reason why. If there were going to be children, and Below Deck has had children and families on these charters before.
They don't let children on sailing yacht.
They would
thank God
never, because if they had allowed that this season, everybody would have been in an uproar. Like, how dare you? But because it's just a bunch of sassy gays the last two charters, like, fuck them. If they die, they die.
Fuck them. Gays' lives are worth nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
I also it's will disgusting. Say, I believe the insurance on Parsifal's 3 is $25 million.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
It's the only way that they would allow people on this boat.
And Colin's like, it's okay, let's just dump some sand in the engine, see if that sucks shit up. All right, so Alex and Chase talk about Lord of the Flies, and Gary, he is too thin to be Piggy, but they do want to kind of kill him in that way. And then we get to the tip meeting. Pat, take it away.
17.5. Very, very light for shitting in a toilet.
Very light.
Shitting on the ceiling.
I could have told you this, and I guarantee you the thruple gave none of it.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, I hesitate to do this because it's likely offensive, because the gay community is like any other community. There are 10% of people who are incredible, 10% of people who are complete assholes, and 80% of people
You're saying about any group.
About any group.
That's generous.
Are gays... Do gays take pride in tipping
well? They're very well... great tippers.
Usually not. We are better tippers than normal.
Oh, okay.
100%. But these are not normal gays. These are asshole gays. These are gays who are out to... They're on television, yeah, and they're happy to be trolls, sadly.
So weird.
The Burning Man gays, I guarantee you, probably gave... I don't know. I have a feeling that I don't know any of the inside info here. I have a feeling that they probably agreed to split some of it.
Yeah.
And at the last minute, the thruple said, we're only going to give them $5,000.
Yeah.
And like, I think they probably were going to give them like $22,000. Or yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's like Chuck and Erica. They're like,
worst.
We threw in 2,300. What's up with you guys?
God, I really wanted to get Grant on the show.
It's okay. We'll talk to Grant. So,
I want to like send me a DM. I want to know what he says, because I have a feeling they took. I'm almost certain they took Brad because he was a client.
Yeah, that's question number one.
It's a
one.
Business relationship. It's not a personal relationship.
So, you know, lending more credence to our concrete knowledge of Glenn's crimes, he says he's going to sleep off the boat so that he can get a good night's sleep. He has been itching.
Yeah, he's for sleeping weeks. With the head of a sex worker he's just murdered.
But I will say this. He shows up.
Thank you for getting on board with
thanks,
this.
Thanks, dude.
I like it how I said that, and Kayla went, yeah, that's a little scary. Y'all watch out for Kayla.
No, I know.
I was disappointed that Glenn, and I think this is the second time he's done this, shows up to the final dinner to basically try and create drama with some stupid questions.
It's true. I hate this shit. I hate this team building garbage. I hate us to say what went right, what went wrong. I hate it.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a... I'm trying to find an analog, but highs and lows is a very, very dangerous game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, mm-hmm. very fucking dangerous game. Cringiest line of the night goes to Gary. I think he toasts or gives a shot, and he says, one for my girlfriend. Gary? That's it.
Get used to being rejected, Gary.
All right.
You loser.
Okay. All right. So
gain a few more pounds, get redder. Your fucking life will be over. You red face, so losing your red. Hair.
What
reject.
Is that? All
right.
What?
I'm sorry. You triggered that? Something in me.
Take it easy. God damn it, right man. Now. You're seeing black or red or whatever it is.
I feel like you're about to do a scene from Good Will Hunting, Pat. Just like at any Williams. Moment. Yeah.
It's
at
not
any
your fault.
Moment, you're going to.
It's not your fault. I know.
No.
No, it's not your fault.
No, you know what you are? You're Jack Nicholson at the end of A Few Good Men. You fucking had it. People don't understand the lengths you go to protect this country.
You're goddamn right I did.
All right, so.
I'm like the only gay person who knows A Few Good Men.
So, of course, the dangerous part of this game is Daisy crying. And I understand that Daisy has had a tough season, but thank you for groaning, because... The only appropriate reaction to this is to groan.
Yep.
Because it's groan worthy. God damn it, Daisy.
Because we all have to support her, and we all have to tell her it was okay. And that's as a chief stew, we should not have to be doing that.
100%. We should not be toasting to you, to you and your introspection, because the stakes are not that fucking high. You're wiping up shit, and you're
and you're a fucking manager. I'm sorry. This is the thing. People have come at me about talking about Kate Chastain, about how she was the ultimate kind of... I said she was the ultimate chief stew because she only showed about 20% of who she was, and the rest was and to the guests, and the rest was to the crew, and she never really showed who she was. That wasn't a great reality show. I said that's because she was a fucking professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a reason why she's the queen of the sea and why she had the longevity on the show that she had.
It technically took over the franchise very early on.
Oh, yeah. The show would took be it, nothing without Kate. So Matty Healy of the 1975 comes over to bring the Sea Rats to their table.
Oh, I know that reference and it's destroying me.
And Glenn heads off to kill horse.
Kill.
All right. So veggies and 12 different kinds of meats are going to be served. Chase and Gary have a little conversation, and Chase says, listen, I want to tell him off, but I think it's best to not burn bridges. The only thing that's not that admirable about it is that you've been, I don't know. It's like giving a cell phone to Christopher Columbus or something like that. It's like Chase doesn't understand that he's being filmed and what a reality television show is. It's like, just say he's a fucking asshole. It'll be better TV.
All right, he could have a
like
great
giving
moment.
Giving an iPhone to a dog. Yeah. You're right.
He could have a great moment like that, but I don't think in the bigger picture it would be a great moment for him. I think he should just, you know, disappear.
He's actually thinking about what's going to be for him social media-wise, which is what everyone's thinking about on these shows.
Yeah. Well, I think that if we could see that this was not going to be a ball of snakes kind of night from the meal. Mm-hmm. You can't have this much meat and
have sex.
And have sex.
No, it's too much churrasco.
It's too much fucking. What the fuck are the producers doing? You can't have a churrascaria on the last night. We need them to fuck each other. They can't be stuffed with picanha. They're going to smell bad.
It needs to be sushi or nothing else.
That's it.
I don't know why. Because no one's going to fuck someone with a belly full of meat.
No, you can't do it. We talked about it the other night when you're at dinner with your wife and it's been like a week and you're like, you know, we need to have sex tonight. And then she orders the hummus and you're like, that's 52 chickpeas. You're not going to want to. It's not good.
Or she's on the way home. She's like, do you mind not hitting Jack in the box? You're like, oh, I'm fucked.
There's a really great Cassie David, who is Larry David's daughter.
Love her.
Has an essay called Too Full to Fuck.
Yeah.
And it really is like when you're out with someone and they're ordering like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'm going to be, this is great. I love eating, but I also love having sex.
Right.
And so I have to decide, am I going to eat if I want to fuck?
Right.
And there is a time, it doesn't matter if you are male, female, anywhere in between, there is a point where if you've eaten too much, you cannot fuck.
No
that
way.
Is you just
can't.
It.
Your belly.
You can.
Well,
if you want to go to the Taco Bell, you can. Bring the Taco Bell home. It is not going to be that much better or worse, lukewarm.
Fuck and then
it'll be the best meal you ever had.
Yeah. And also
100%, this could save so many relationships, what you're saying right now.
And also, let's acknowledge the public service that Cassie David did for fucking Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson can go fuck himself because he used Cassie David as a trampoline, and I just don't think people give Cassie David enough credit because she's funnier than Pete Davidson and she has more to offer society.
The book of essays is fantastic. I would highly recommend it.
She's Larry David's daughter. How could she not be better than Pete Davidson?
Exactly.
Fucking stop hiring him. I'm so fucking over it.
Can you believe we're going to do 45 minutes on this dumb episode?
No,
I love it.
I know. I'm really sorry. Jake, I'm
good. I'm good. I'm here with you.
Okay. So we get back to the boat and there is, oh no, what are we doing? The kiss heard not
around
the world.
And it didn't look good.
No.
Can I just say that?
No.
I don't know if Alex is a great kisser.
Mm-mm. Obviously he wasn't because why is she running to Gary? She should have been like, that turned me on. Let's go fucking.
This is where
get it on.
You know, like, I don't want to be gross like this, but sevens are better in bed than nines.
Thank you for saying that.
Because they have to work hard.
And it is it's completely true.
Yeah.
And I would tell you that 6.5s are better in bed than 9.5s.
Yeah, 100%.
Even much so.
Yeah.
Because I have had, in my time, I've had sixes that have definitely been better than nines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you do find a 9.5 who is as good as a 6.5 in
marry
bed,
them.
And when you do marry them, what will happen is you will have a highly publicized court hearing, a la Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right there, which is why I have had so many legal troubles.
There will be cryptic messages written in blood or shit on the mirror at various different points. All right, so to, for some reason, go and tell Gary about this kiss, and this ruins the entire night.
Why this happened?
I have a theory, Jake. There's still a hierarchy of being Bravo talent. And
good point.
This was her moment, I think, because she got banged by him, intimate, but she kind of hated him and grossed out by him, like old, disgusting, gross guy. Still felt like she needed to have her moment with the talent.
Yeah.
And also, Gary, he doesn't pass, he doesn't step over the line, but he
gets
close to being...
Get out of my room. He's like Ozzy Osbourne.
He's getting a little too close to being handsy.
A little aggressive.
It's bad. And this is one of those things where I just go, I'm glad we didn't see the full edit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because Below Deck is one of those shows that I don't know how they get away with it, but...
It's one of the least edited shows. Supposedly.
Well, and also it's one of the least punished shows because they
do crazy shit.
We've had the N-word said to people. We've had, you know, and
well,
no heads.
Unless you're Love After Lockup, and then you can do every fucking
thing. Oh,
yeah, right.
Jake, we don't know if we can do that show anymore. Jake, season one of Below Deck, we heard there was... episode 3 of season 1 is deleted because it was so homophobic or something.
Homophobic, and there's been transphobic episodes too. Yeah.
100%. But Love After
Lockup.
Well,
you got fucking South African crew. You got Brew Crew, who are just like the most racist fucking people in the world.
Yeah. I think it's not known by enough people that South Africa is... Well, maybe it is.
It is... I'm not going to call out a country.
Yeah.
But... if you want to know, let's just say a lot of the people think extremely provincially.
Yeah, I would say, and this is a little hyperbolic, but South Africa makes Missouri look like the Castro District.
Makes it look like Portland.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
so
that's a good way to put it.
Chase and Alicia have another hug.
Wasn't going to happen.
Never going to happen.
But appreciate the effort, Chase.
I think they're perfect for one another. Mm-hmm. Next day, we find out that Alex has been reading about multi-orgasmic men.
Goodbye.
I'm trying goodbye. To see if there's anything we need.
Nothing.
To
the
talk.
Only noteworthy thing was the goodbye to Gary.
I want to bring up one thing that they said. I believe that Lucy said this. There was no fighting in interiors at all. I think that's a first for Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's a testament to... I hate to give her credit, but I think it's a testament to Daisy.
Mm-hmm. It is, and having two women who are very new.
Yeah.
And knowing they need to team up instead of compete with one another.
And even rarer, the competition was not needed because Lucky... and Mads were great together, and it was fine.
Yeah. Great totally. Pointing that out. Yeah.
Great pointing
it worked,
that out.
It worked because they were different enough.
Yeah.
And also, it's fascinating to see angels and demons fight for the heart of one human being. I mean, we've never seen that before on the show. Jake, we love you so much. Thank you for hanging in there with us.
Thank you, guys. This is wonderful.
This
I'm so
Jake's
happy to talk to you
both. Podcast. This was Dylan and I's 9th today.
Jake is a warrior in the vein of Xena and or Hercules.
This was podcast 10 for me, but yeah, it's fine.
We love all of you for listening. It's been a great
season.
Thank
you so much. This is wonderful. This completes our season. We'll see you for the reunion next time.
Yep. Is Maddie going to be back for the reunion?
He will be back for the reunion.
Good. Well, I hope all the Reality Gaze fans are champing at the bit for that.
Reality Gaze
podcast on Instagram, Reality Gaze pod on Twitter, Reality Gaze on TikTok.
And to our fans,
or their fans that are listening to us, but Bad TV or another Below Deck podcast.
Yeah, 100%. And to our fans, please go over there, leave 5 stars, kind words.
Please, leave them a review, y'all.
Tell them we sent you. Jake, we love you very much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. And y'all, we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Really fun. Love you, buddy.
Thank you guys so much. This is amazing.